Feel 100%?
See how it goes as we progress. I feel like I was able to go through practice. I still can get a little better, but it feels good to be out there.
What do you need to accomplish this week to feel good to go for the game?
Well, I got to continue to get better. Prepare like preparation is everything, and keep the week going positive.
Is it a matter of what you can do or how you feel, or are you just going to try to do whatever you can by Sunday?
It's the playoffs. You know, you got to do whatever it takes.
So what were you able to do today?
Say to move around a little bit, get in the flow of things, but still plenty of room to grow.
Did you participate in all the drills?
Most of them.
Do you need to be a full participant in practice, like considering your familiarity?
I would like to, but regardless of circumstances, we can't make no excuses. We got to find a way to get the job done and get out there and perform for the team.
There was a feeling that you would have been able to play last week, but how important was it for you to get an extra week to rest and kind of get it back?
Well, we're just grateful to be in the situation we're in. We don't take it for granted. You know, anytime you're able to play football and be out there, you can't take it for granted. Being injured is not fun. I wish it on no one. It's either harder to come back, but I'm grateful to be here today.
What did it feel like? Did you think the worst and maybe the season was over for you?
Well, I never count myself out regardless of circumstances. You know, I know that playing football, you're going to have adversity, and you just got to grow from it.
What's the biggest thing that's got to change for the offense playing Jacksonville a second time?
Find a way to win. Find a way to win. You know, that's all that matters right now. We get a win.
Dealing with the injury, with the timing of it, you're trying to beat the Patriots. You know, you had an MVP campaign buzzing a little bit. What was that all like?
It was adversity. You know, you play this game long enough, you're gonna have adversity. You know, it sucks. You know, we don't wish anyone to get injured, but it's hard enough trying to fight back to get back on your feet. But you know, it's a part of the process. You know, you play this game long enough, you're gonna have adversity, and those are things you got to grow from, and those are things that make you better as a human.
Is there anything that you haven't tested yet? Any type of running or cutting or anything?
Well, still a lot to test. You know, it's the first day of the week. Feel great to be out there with the guys, but a lot of room to grow and improve.
Should we expect to see the same Antonio Brown out there on Sunday that we've seen all year?
We'll see. You guys stay tuned.
What did you think of what the other guys did in your place, Martavis, Juju?
I think the young guys did a great job stepping up, making some plays. Buying me some time with the victory, with the bye week. Those guys have been really dynamic, putting the points in the board and coming through for the team.
You had to go to the hospital. Was it scary at first?
Absolutely. You know, as soon as the incident happened, you know, got an MRI, went in the police car right to the hospital. I'm pretty grateful. You know, you grow from those experiences. I don't think no man playing this game, you know, never had a adversity. So I'm glad I'm able to be on my feet today, talk to you guys, and persevere from that situation.
Did you watch Jacksonville yesterday?
Huh?
You watch Jacksonville yesterday?
Nah, I didn't watch no one.
Did they have to open it up, Antonio?
Open it up?
Yeah, to let the blood out? Or
man, I can't tell you what they did, you know.
It looked like you had two puncture wounds on your videos.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
You know your body. What do you think? You say you'll have to wait and see how the week goes, but you know your body. Where do you feel you are as compared to a normal Monday?
We'll see. You know, I'm not trying to measure things and give you guys synopsis of how I'm going to be. You know, if I'm out there, I'm going to get this team all. I'm going to be who I am. You know, I can't change who I am. I'm going to be who I am, my best self, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the team my best foot forward.
How excited are you for this opportunity, not only the playoff game coming up, but postseason in general?
I'm extremely grateful, you know, to persevere through a situation, to be here today on my feet, standing. I'm pretty grateful, and I'm excited to play football.
This offense is intact for the first time in a long time. What should you be able to do as an offense?
Got to find a way to win this one. Win this one, and win the next one. Win the next one.
Chad Johnson said he has the best lead in the world. Is that really true?
I mean, he used to. You used to, right? You guys covered him, right?
What was your work with him like? What did you do with him?
Well, I always call him out to the field when I'm training to get some fundamental work. He's a wideout. Let him see me cut. You know, it was the first time cutting in a while. So I brought him to the field to let him see my movements. But one of my close friends, a guy who played in his lead over a decade, and someone who I got a lot of respect for
him. How many days did you spend with him?
It's one day.
You happy you still won the, imagine, receiving title? You know you missed the last two games.
Well, there's a lot to be positive about. You know, it's not all bad. You know, it's not the end of the world. I'm not dead. You know, I got some things to celebrate upon, of course. But I'm just here with a positive mentality, extremely grateful and excited about the new year.
What about being an unanimous All-Pro? That mean anything?
Yeah. I mean, that's a unique honor. Special presidents, you know, obviously that's a prestigious award, being All-Pro, and to be unanimous made me feel pretty good.
What goes into a matchup with Jalen Ramsey?
A matchup with him, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.